Stand and Deliver, The Secrets of Successful Public Speaking. By John Bowden. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Stand and Deliver, The Secrets of Successful Public Speaking by John Bowden is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It covers the basics of public speaking, from the fundamentals of speech preparation to the finer points of delivery. The book is divided into three sections: preparation, delivery, and reflection. In the preparation section, Bowden covers the basics of speech preparation, including the importance of research, the use of visual aids, and the development of a speech outline. He also provides advice on how to structure a speech, how to use language effectively, and how to create a memorable opening and closing. In the delivery section, Bowden focuses on the importance of body language, vocal delivery, and the use of humor. He also provides tips on how to handle difficult questions and how to handle hecklers. Finally, in the reflection section, Bowden provides advice on how to evaluate a speech and how to use feedback to improve future speeches. Throughout the book, Bowden provides examples and anecdotes to illustrate his points. He also includes a section on the history of public speaking, which provides an interesting perspective on the evolution of the art. Stand and Deliver is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand who your audience is and what they expect from your presentation. This will help you tailor your message to their needs and ensure that your presentation is successful. Main idea number 2. Prepare thoroughly. Preparation is key to successful public speaking. Take the time to research your topic, practice your delivery, and create a presentation that is engaging and informative. Main idea number 3. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help to engage your audience and make your presentation more memorable. Use visuals such as slides, videos, and diagrams to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 4. Practice. Practicing your presentation is essential to ensure that you are comfortable and confident when delivering it. Take the time to practice in front of a mirror or with a friend to get feedback and refine your delivery. Main idea number 5. Speak clearly. Speak clearly and at a steady pace to ensure that your audience can understand and follow your presentation. Speak loudly enough to be heard and use pauses to emphasize key points. Main idea number 6. Use humor. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your presentation more memorable. Use appropriate jokes and anecdotes to lighten the mood and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 7. Be confident. Confidence is key to successful public speaking. Stand tall, make eye contact, and speak with conviction to show your audience that you are knowledgeable and confident in your message. Main idea number 8. Use stories. Stories can be a great way to illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. Use stories to make your presentation more interesting and memorable. Main idea number 9. Be concise. Keep your presentation concise and to the point. Avoid rambling and focus on the key points that you want to get across. Main idea number 10. Use questions. Ask questions throughout your presentation to engage your audience and get them thinking. This will help to keep them interested and ensure that they are following your message. Main idea number 11. Use examples. Examples can help to illustrate your points and make them easier to understand. Use real-world examples to make your presentation more relatable and engaging. Main idea number 12. Use body language. Body language is an important part of successful public speaking. Use gestures, facial expressions, and posture to emphasize your points and engage your audience. Main idea number 13. Be flexible, be prepared to adjust your presentation if needed. Be flexible and open to feedback from your audience to ensure that your presentation is successful. Main idea number 14. Use silence. Silence can be a powerful tool in public speaking. Use pauses to emphasize key points and give your audience time to think. Main idea number 15. Be passionate. Show your audience that you are passionate about your topic. Speak with enthusiasm and energy to make your presentation more engaging. Main idea number 16. Use repetition. Repetition can be a great way to emphasize key points and ensure that your audience remembers them. Repeat key phrases and ideas throughout your presentation to make them more memorable. Main idea number 17. Use transitions. Use transitions to move smoothly from one point to the next. This will help to keep your presentation organized and ensure that your audience can follow your message. Main idea number 18. Use technology. Technology can be a great way to make your presentation more engaging. Use slides, videos, and other visuals to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 19. Be prepared for questions. Be prepared to answer questions from your audience. Take the time to think about potential questions and practice your answers to ensure that you are prepared. Main idea number 20. End strongly. End your presentation with a strong conclusion. Summarize your key points and leave your audience with something to think about. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential for delivering a successful presentation. Knowing who your audience is and what they expect from your presentation will help you tailor your message to their needs. It is important to consider the age, gender, and background of your audience, as well as their level of knowledge and understanding of the topic. You should also consider their interests and what they hope to gain from your presentation. By understanding your audience, you can ensure that your presentation is engaging and relevant. You can use language and examples that are appropriate for the audience, and you can adjust the length and complexity of your presentation to match their level of understanding. Additionally, you can use visuals and other aids to help illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. Ultimately, understanding your audience is key to delivering a successful presentation. By taking the time to consider who your audience is and what they expect from your presentation, you can ensure that your message is tailored to their needs and that your presentation is successful. Main idea number 2. Preparing thoroughly for a public speaking engagement is essential for success. Taking the time to research your topic, practice your delivery, and create a presentation that is engaging and informative will help ensure that your audience is engaged and that your message is effectively communicated. Researching your topic will help you to gain a better understanding of the subject matter and to develop a more comprehensive presentation. Practicing your delivery will help you to become more comfortable with the material and to ensure that you are able to effectively communicate your message. Finally, creating an engaging presentation will help to keep your audience interested and will help to ensure that your message is effectively communicated. By taking the time to prepare thoroughly, you can ensure that your public speaking engagement is successful. Main idea number 3. Visual aids can be a powerful tool for making your presentation more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Slides, videos, and diagrams are all great ways to use visuals to enhance your presentation. Slides are a great way to provide a visual representation of your points. They can be used to show data, diagrams, or images that help to explain your ideas. Videos can be used to show demonstrations or to provide a more immersive experience for your audience. Diagrams can be used to illustrate complex concepts or to show relationships between different ideas. Using visual aids can help to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. With the right visuals, you can make your presentation stand out and leave a lasting impression on your audience. Main idea number 4. Practicing your presentation is essential to ensure that you are comfortable and confident when delivering it. Taking the time to practice is key to success. You can practice in front of a mirror to get a sense of how you look and sound, or you can practice with a friend or colleague to get feedback and refine your delivery. Practicing your presentation will help you to become familiar with the material and to anticipate any questions or issues that may arise. It will also help you to become more comfortable with the flow of the presentation and to develop a better understanding of the audience. Practicing your presentation will help you to be more confident and prepared when delivering it. Main idea number 5. Speaking clearly is essential for successful public speaking. When delivering a presentation, it is important to speak at a steady pace and at a volume that can be heard by your audience. This will ensure that your message is understood and followed. Additionally, pauses can be used to emphasize key points and draw attention to important ideas. By speaking clearly and using pauses to emphasize key points, you can ensure that your audience is engaged and that your message is effectively communicated. Main idea number 6. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your presentation more memorable. It can help to break the ice and make your audience more receptive to your message. When used appropriately, humor can be a powerful tool to help you connect with your audience and make your presentation more enjoyable. When using humor in your presentation, it's important to make sure it's appropriate for the audience and the topic. Avoid jokes that could be seen as offensive or inappropriate. Instead, focus on telling stories or anecdotes that are relevant to your topic and that will make your audience laugh. Humor can also be used to emphasize a point or to make a difficult concept easier to understand. For example, if you're discussing a complex topic, you could use a humorous analogy to help your audience better understand the concept. Using humor in your presentation can be a great way to engage your audience and make your presentation more memorable. Just make sure to use appropriate jokes and anecdotes that are relevant to your topic and that won't offend your audience. Main idea number 7. Being confident is essential to successful public speaking. When you stand tall, make eye contact, and speak with conviction, you show your audience that you are knowledgeable and sure of your message. This confidence will help you to engage your audience and keep their attention. It will also help you to project your voice and ensure that your message is heard. Confidence is also important for calming your nerves. When you are confident in your message, you will be less likely to be overwhelmed by the pressure of speaking in front of a large group. You will be able to focus on delivering your message and engaging your audience, rather than worrying about how you are coming across. Finally, confidence will help you to be more creative and dynamic in your presentation. When you are confident in your message, you will be more likely to take risks and try new things. This will help you to create a more interesting and engaging presentation that will keep your audience engaged and interested. Confidence is an essential part of successful public speaking. By standing tall, making eye contact, and speaking with conviction, you can show your audience that you are knowledgeable and sure of your message. This confidence will help you to engage your audience, calm your nerves, and be more creative and dynamic in your presentation. Main idea number 8. Stories can be a powerful tool for public speakers. They can help to illustrate a point, make a complex concept easier to understand, and keep the audience engaged. Stories can also be used to make a presentation more memorable and interesting. For example, if you are giving a presentation about the importance of teamwork, you could tell a story about a group of people who work together to achieve a common goal. This story could illustrate the power of collaboration and how it can help people to achieve great things. You could also use stories to make a point about the importance of communication. For example, you could tell a story about a team that was unable to work together effectively because of a lack of communication. This story could illustrate the importance of clear communication and how it can help to ensure that everyone is on the same page. Stories can also be used to make a presentation more entertaining. For example, you could tell a funny story about a time when something went wrong during a presentation. This story could help to lighten the mood and make the audience laugh. Using stories in your presentation can be a great way to illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. They can help to make your presentation more interesting and memorable. Main idea number 9. When giving a presentation, it is important to be concise. Rambling on and going off topic can distract from the key points you are trying to get across. Instead, focus on the main points you want to make and keep your presentation short and to the point. This will help ensure that your audience understands and remembers the key points of your presentation. Main idea number 10. Asking questions throughout your presentation is a great way to engage your audience and get them thinking. Questions can help to keep your audience interested and ensure that they are following your message. Questions can also be used to check for understanding, to encourage participation, and to stimulate discussion. When asking questions, make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are phrased in a way that encourages your audience to think. Avoid yes or no questions, as these do not stimulate discussion. Instead, ask open-ended questions that require your audience to think and respond. Questions can also be used to help you transition between topics. For example, you can ask a question about the previous topic and then use the answer to introduce the next topic. This will help to keep your presentation flowing and make it easier for your audience to follow. Finally, make sure to give your audience time to think and respond to your questions. This will help to ensure that everyone is engaged and that your message is being heard. Main idea number 11. Elaborating on an idea can help to make it more clear and understandable. For example, if you are discussing the importance of public speaking, you could explain that it is a valuable skill to have in the workplace. You could provide examples of how public speaking can help to build relationships, increase confidence, and create opportunities for advancement. You could also provide examples of successful public speakers who have used their skills to achieve success in their careers. By providing real-world examples, you can make your presentation more engaging and relatable to your audience. You could also provide examples of how public speaking can be used to influence others. For example, you could discuss how a powerful speech can be used to rally people to a cause or to persuade them to take action. You could provide examples of famous speeches that have had a lasting impact on society, such as Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech or John F. Kennedy's Ask Not What Your Country Can Do For You speech. By providing these examples, you can help to illustrate the power of public speaking and how it can be used to make a difference. Main idea number 12. Body language is an important part of successful public speaking. It can be used to emphasize points, engage the audience, and create a more dynamic presentation. Gestures, facial expressions, and posture can all be used to convey a message and create a more powerful impact. Gestures can be used to emphasize a point or to draw attention to a particular idea. For example, a speaker can use a sweeping gesture to indicate the breadth of a topic or a pointing gesture to draw attention to a specific point. Facial expressions can also be used to convey emotion and create a connection with the audience. A speaker can use a smile to show enthusiasm or a frown to indicate disapproval. Finally, posture can be used to convey confidence and authority. Standing tall and maintaining good posture can help to create a more powerful presence. Using body language effectively can help to make a presentation more engaging and memorable. It can also help to create a connection with the audience and make the speaker appear more confident and authoritative. By using gestures, facial expressions, and posture, a speaker can create a more dynamic and powerful presentation. Main idea number 13. Being flexible is an important part of successful public speaking. It is important to be prepared to adjust your presentation if needed, in order to ensure that your presentation is successful. Being open to feedback from your audience is also important, as it can help you to identify areas of improvement and make sure that your presentation is engaging and effective. Additionally, being flexible can help you to respond to unexpected questions or comments from your audience and ensure that your presentation is tailored to their needs. By being flexible and open to feedback, you can ensure that your presentation is successful and that your audience is engaged and informed. Main idea number 14. Silence can be a powerful tool in public speaking. Pauses can be used to emphasize key points and give your audience time to think. When used effectively, silence can be a powerful way to draw attention to a particular point or idea. It can also be used to create suspense and anticipation, allowing the speaker to build up to a climax. Additionally, it can be used to give the audience time to reflect on what has been said and to consider the implications of the speaker's words. When using silence in public speaking, it is important to be aware of the audience's reaction. If the audience is uncomfortable with the silence, it may be best to move on to the next point. However, if the audience is engaged and attentive, the speaker can use the silence to their advantage. It is also important to be aware of the length of the pause. Too long of a pause can be awkward and disrupt the flow of the speech, while too short of a pause may not have the desired effect. Using silence in public speaking can be a powerful tool to emphasize key points and create suspense. When used effectively, it can help the speaker to engage the audience and make their speech more memorable. However, it is important to be aware of the audience's reaction and the length of the pause in order to ensure that the desired effect is achieved. Main idea number 15. When it comes to public speaking, passion is key. Showing your audience that you are passionate about your topic is essential to making your presentation engaging and memorable. Speak with enthusiasm and energy, and use your body language to emphasize your points. Make sure to use your voice to emphasize key words and phrases, and to add emotion to your words. Show your audience that you are passionate about your topic and that you believe in what you are saying. In addition to speaking with passion, it is important to be prepared. Make sure to practice your presentation beforehand and to be familiar with the material. This will help you to feel more confident and to be able to speak with more enthusiasm. Also, make sure to be aware of your audience and to tailor your presentation to their interests. This will help to keep them engaged and interested in what you have to say. By showing your audience that you are passionate about your topic, you can make your presentation more engaging and memorable. Speak with enthusiasm and energy, and use your body language to emphasize your points. Be prepared and be aware of your audience, and you will be able to deliver a successful presentation. Main idea number 16. Use repetition. Repetition is a powerful tool for emphasizing key points and ensuring that your audience remembers them. When you repeat key phrases and ideas throughout your presentation, it helps to make them more memorable. For example, if you want to emphasize the importance of a particular point, you can repeat it several times throughout your presentation. You can also use repetition to create a sense of rhythm and flow in your presentation, making it more engaging for your audience. Repetition can also be used to create a sense of urgency or importance. For example, if you want to emphasize the urgency of a particular issue, you can repeat it several times throughout your presentation. This will help to create a sense of urgency and importance in your audience's mind. Finally, repetition can be used to create a sense of unity and cohesion in your presentation. By repeating key phrases and ideas throughout your presentation, you can create a sense of unity and cohesion that will help to keep your audience engaged and focused on your message. Main idea number 17. Transitions are an important part of any successful presentation. They help to keep your audience engaged and ensure that your message is communicated clearly. Transitions can be used to move from one point to the next, to emphasize a particular point, or to provide a summary of the main points. By using transitions, you can ensure that your presentation flows smoothly and that your audience can follow your message. When using transitions, it is important to be mindful of the tone and style of your presentation. Transitions should be used to create a sense of continuity and to help your audience understand the flow of your presentation. Additionally, transitions should be used to help your audience remember the main points of your presentation. By using transitions, you can ensure that your presentation is organized and that your audience can follow your message. Transitions are an important tool for any successful presentation. By using transitions, you can ensure that your presentation is organized and that your audience can follow your message. Transitions can help to keep your audience engaged and ensure that your message is communicated clearly. By using transitions, you can ensure that your presentation flows smoothly and that your audience can follow your message. Main idea number 18. Technology can be a great way to make your presentation more engaging. Using slides, videos, and other visuals can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. You can also use technology to create interactive elements, such as polls or quizzes, to get your audience involved in the presentation. Additionally, you can use technology to record your presentation and share it with a wider audience. This can be especially useful if you are giving a presentation to a large group or if you want to make sure that everyone has access to the same information. When using technology in your presentation, it is important to make sure that you are familiar with the technology you are using and that you have tested it beforehand. This will help to ensure that your presentation runs smoothly and that you are able to make the most of the technology you are using. Additionally, it is important to make sure that you are using the technology in a way that is appropriate for your audience. For example, if you are giving a presentation to a group of children, you may want to use more visuals and interactive elements than if you were giving a presentation to a group of business professionals. Main idea number 19. Be prepared for questions from your audience. It is important to take the time to think about potential questions that may arise and practice your answers. This will help ensure that you are prepared to answer any questions that come your way. Doing this will also help you to feel more confident when speaking in front of an audience. Additionally, it will help you to stay on track and keep your presentation focused. By being prepared for questions, you will be able to provide your audience with the information they need and make sure that your presentation is successful. Main idea number 20. Ending your presentation strongly is essential to ensure that your audience remembers your key points. Summarize the main points of your presentation and leave your audience with something to think about. Consider ending with a thought-provoking quote or a call to action. This will help to ensure that your audience remembers your message and leaves with a lasting impression. You can also use the conclusion to thank your audience for their time and attention. This will show your appreciation for their presence and help to create a positive atmosphere. Additionally, it will help to ensure that your audience leaves with a good impression of you and your presentation. By ending your presentation strongly, you can ensure that your audience remembers your key points and leaves with a positive impression. Summarize your main points and leave your audience with something to think about. This will help to ensure that your message is remembered and that your presentation is successful. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.